Welcome to the Entrepastors Podcast. This show helps pastors think, act, and thrive as prosperous entrepreneurs. And now, here are your hosts, Les Hughes and John Sanders.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Entrepastors Podcast. I'm John Sanders. I'm one of the co-founders here with my other co-founder and friend, Les Hughes. Howdy, Les.
What's going on, John? Good to see you, man. Tell me something good in your world.
The guy that we're going to be interviewing, he's a friend of mine, pastor, and also has a little startup business cleaning, doing some cleaning, commercial cleaning, I believe, as we're going to hear him share his story here in a minute. But Joseph Bennett has served, he went from the medical field into full-time missions work overseas, has returned back to the United States serving in a full-time pastoral role as a campus pastor, and synonymously at the same time is building a business doing some cleaning. And so we're going to hear him unpack that story, and it'll be an encouragement to anybody in our audience who's looking to earn some extra income and recognizes that business is a good way to do that. So anything else you want to add, Les, before we get into this?
No, let's roll.
All right, man. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in this week. Without any further ado, let's hear this conversation we had recently with our friend, Joseph Bennett. Here we go. Well, Joseph, it is our pleasure to welcome you to the Entrepastors Podcast, man. Welcome to the show.
Man, glad to be here.
Yeah. Hey, you and I have known each other for a few years. Tell the world how you and I got connected.
Yeah, so I guess we've known each other a couple years. We got connected through Dale Sellers with the 95 Network and helping churches get healthy and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a wild ride, man, just seeing what God's been doing and across the country.
Yeah, and here most recently this past fall, you were able to come out with Dale on the annual pheasant hunting trip to South Dakota. So we got to hang out in person again, and so really appreciate you, your heart for the Lord, your heart for others, and also you're a small business owner. So we're going to talk about all of that in our time together. So why don't we start with just a quick overview of kind of your life as it pertains to pastoral ministry. What has that journey looked like for you, going into quote-unquote professional vocational ministry? Kind of give us the high 30,000-foot view of that story.
Yeah. Well, guys, let me say again, man, thanks for asking me to jump on today. This is a pleasure and it's an honor. Glad to be here. But yeah, man, so I was called into ministry kind of at a young age. I'm 36 now and was called into ministry, and I would say probably, as a teenager, 17 years old, and really didn't know what all that looked like, but I knew, man, I love God and I love, the church. So started getting involved in student ministry and things like that. Eventually became a youth pastor part-time, and I say part-time, it was part-time pay, but, not full-time salary, so to speak. So, in student ministry, man, just making a ton of mistakes, green as everything, trying to figure it all out. And then I was working bivocationally. I have a background in radiology, so I was working in the medical field as being a youth pastor as well. And then in 2014, God opened the door for me to become full-time at a church as a student pastor. So I served there for about 5 years, started leading trips to Honduras with our church. I'd never been out of the country like that. And then God called our family actually to Honduras. And we went there and planted a church, and then we served there for 5 years. God called us back to the States, and so now I'm in South Carolina, and I serve on staff with a church that now has three campuses. So we have our broadcast campus is in Seneca, and then another campus that we actually helped launch in Pendleton, South Carolina. Crazy thing is, it's at my home high school, like where I went to high school, where I graduated high school, is where we meet on Sunday mornings there. So that's been wild. And we just in January launched a Espanol campus. So I got to have the opportunity to preach in Spanish to that group a couple of weeks ago. So, man, it's just exciting to see what God's doing. I love helping out with churches and, seeing churches get healthy and grow. So,
yeah, very cool, man. So, you had, that's kind of an awesome story as far as you had some extensive or some background like in the medical field. So you, there was a season where you had a foot in the church world, in youth ministry, and then in the medical field, and you kind of got pulled to where the big money was. So you went more to youth ministry and away from the medical field. That's what a lot of people do when they're pursuing economic improvement. So what take me into that just briefly, like what was the decision about that? Because the reason I'm asking is this: one of the themes we deal with on this show is, you know, pastors who want to do better financially, but they feel this strong sense of calling to, you know, pastoral ministry or vocational ministry. So what was that like for you in that season that you were doing two things? And what was it about your story where you said, man, I'm going to really lean more into the church side of things, even though I've got this skill over here in the medical space?
Yeah. I really loved my career in the medical field. I mean, I was a doctor's assistant. You know, I'd specialized in an area. You know, I'd been at the company for many, many years. So it was a great relationship for me. I just kind of was like, man, maybe there's more. Maybe I need to dive in more to, you know, use all my gifts and talents that God's given me in the local church in a full-time role. You know, looking at that now, it's like, man, you know, I would say it's been an awesome journey, but that's not everybody's journey. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some people that, you know, they're called to bivocational ministry their whole life, and that's awesome. And then, you know, as far as like a financial sense, you know, there in the medical field, you know, I was making pretty good money, and there's one thing about the medical field, there's job security for sure. Cause yeah. People are always going to get sick. They're always going to get hurt. Yeah. So there was some job security there, but yeah, I just felt like for me, man, I needed to fully put my yes on the table and go into full-time ministry at that juncture in my life. And, you know, looking at that now, fast forward, you know, now being in full-time ministry as a vocation at my church, I'm also realizing that, man, you know, I need to do better for my family. I want to do better for my family. And I also want to not just be stuck inside the walls of a church, but I want to go outside the church and interact in the community. So I have a small business as well.
Yeah. And we're going to unpack that story here shortly. I like that you're stressing that, you know, not everybody's story is the same. And that's true here with Entree Pastors. We don't prescribe some one size fits all model that everybody should do this exact same thing. What we do here though, is we do celebrate the fact that ministry is not just what happens inside the four walls of a church, you know, from behind a pulpit that you get a paycheck for. It's ministry is all over the place. And there's not this sacred versus secular, you know, dichotomy where, well, this is sacred work, whereas this other stuff out here in the medical profession is just secular stuff. It's all ministry. So I don't want to present your story from a standpoint of like you made a mistake by leaving the medicine into and going into the church side of things. Because again, if God is telling you to take that step, I think it's a really good idea to obey what the Lord is showing you and lean into that. So I'm not even asking this from a standpoint of like, would you do it again the same way? But let's look more present tense and future focused. And I would ask this, I want to hear the story about the business that you're launching right now and that you're overseeing, and then really unpack like what is it that brought you to that place of saying, I'm going to do both again. I'm going to go back to that place of being in, you know, pastoral ministry, but also out in the marketplace as a business owner. So let's get into that story.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, there's a couple things. So like, and I can back up even farther. Before my family and I moved to Honduras and, you know, we were serving there full time. When I was a full time student pastor, my wife was, you know, a stay at home mom. We had two little kids, both of our oldest kids, my daughter and my son, they're 14 months apart. So we were at a point where we got two little kids in diapers at the same time. I don't suggest doing that to anybody. It was just, you know, our hair was on fire. Mm-hmm. And, I had a guy call me and he said, hey man, he said, I know you got small kids. I know that you're full time at your church, but I got this opportunity. And it was not super glamorous, but he said, hey, I've got a couple of laundromats there in your area. Would you be willing to come on and kind of help me and run the cleaning business side of this? And I was like, well, I know how to clean. I know how to run a mop, you know, and a broom. Let's go see. So I go and talk to him, and he said, we got one laundromat. I was like, all right, that's awesome. And it was to clean it every night, you know, before they opened. It only took like an hour. And then after I got talking to him, he's like, well, I got two other ones. And then another guy in the town, he found out what I was doing. He's like, well, I've got another one. So I ended up with four different laundromats, you know, just kind of cleaning them, taking care of them. So that was kind of the start of this, like, hey, this is, you know, extra money for my family. This is, you know, getting to meet people outside the church in a different realm. This is awesome. So fast forward now, I started when we moved back to the States. You know, one of the differences we noticed is, man, things in the United States are more expensive than they were 5 years ago when we were, you know, before we left. And my wife and I were like, you know, what can we do to, you know, provide for ourselves? My wife, she's in school. So it's like, all right, well, you know, I know how to clean. I know how to run a cleaning business. So I started doing a residential. I would go and, you know, clean people's houses. And then quickly, the coolest part about it is our church was launching in this community. And one of the things we were trying to do was meet with town officials and all of those things. And as I was in those meetings, I was kind of looking around the office, and I just overheard them talking about the cleanliness of this office in our town. And I just said, well, hey, you know, would you guys ever be interested in looking at someone else than the company you're using right now? And they said, well, yeah, actually, what do you have in mind? And I said, well, I'm talking about myself. Could I put in a bid for this to clean this office? And they were like, sure. So I left that meeting and sent an email. I was like, hey, I'm serious. I put in a bid, and they were like, yeah. So I that was the start of my cleaning business all over again back in the U.S.
I love that. So what's business look like today? Is like, where are you at in your business? Is this a sole proprietorship thing where you're the only guy out doing the work, or, and what's your vision for the business? Is it just to make enough, you know, make a certain amount to kind of bring some margin and offset some expenses, or do you really have a vision to expand this into something bigger? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So currently it's like sole proprietor, you know, I do things. I kind of look at it like this, that it's in a sense, cleaning that office is mindless work, you know, and it's actually like an unplug for me from my ministry, in a sense where, you know, I go in a lot of times and I'll put in my, you know, AirPods, I'll listen to a book, I'll listen to a podcast. I act like it's like, all right, I get up early and I go work out, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and say Tuesday and Thursday, I go and clean the office for, you know, an hour to an hour and a half. And it's just become part of my daily routine. I'm not stressed out about it. And it's been just an income that has helped supplement and create some margin in our family finances. Mm-hmm. I've considered, you know, maybe scaling it. I think everybody kind of thinks about those things, but I'm kind of content where I'm at right now.
Sure. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
So right now it's just you then?
Yeah. Just me. Yeah. I'll have, I got like a couple people, you know, if I'm sick or out of town, that'll jump in and help me. But yeah, other than that, it's just me, man.
Yeah. And that's an important thing to bring into the conversation. Like, as Americans, I think we just always go to the make it bigger, faster, stronger. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that. But not every business needs to do that. Not every business, like the whole, I think what I'm getting at is to remember the why behind what you're doing. And if the why is just, man, we could use an extra $2,000 a month to really move the needle on some things for us and our financial goals, that may be more than enough, and we don't need to pursue it any more than that. And also, there may be those that say, boy, I see the potential to build a team and to not really be the guy out doing the job, but to be the guy behind the scenes that's building the team and providing a job and resources for multiple people. But again, not everybody needs to carry that same story. It gets back to that. What is, you know, what is it that you need it to do for you, and what's God calling you to do? Opportunities for ministry have you seen? Earlier in the conversation, you said that, you know, it's kind of nice sometimes to get outside the four walls of the church and meet people in that capacity. So can you think of any ways that you've been able to use that ministry or that business as a platform for ministry as you've been out in the marketplace with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, just for one, like the fact of launching our church in that town, and the office I'm cleaning is the town hall.
Yeah.
You know, so the person that cleans town hall, this is a building that has classified files and all kind of things like that. So there's a high level of trust of whoever, you know, has access to that building, whoever they hand the keys to. So in that, you know, we've created a level of trust there with me in that, in my business, but then also like my church, you know, when I go to the town officials and I say, hey, we want to partner with you in the community for this service project, or we would like to offer this for the town. I mean, they roll out the red carpet because they know there's a high level of trust already. One example of that is, you know, we were getting ready to, you know, launch the church, and we were trying to find out what the community was already doing. So the town has this big fall festival every year. And I found out that at the fall festival, they have all these vendors and craft vendors, people that make things and food vendors and all of this. I mean, I think it's like 3,000 people come to this one event. But I realized quickly that there was not a lot of things for the kids at this event or for families. So we just came to them and said, hey, could we possibly, you know, come and do some stuff for kids, you know, put up an inflatable and all of these things. They were full on all of their vendors, but they completely rolled out the red carpet, and they gave us the spot in the middle of our town square.
Nice.
To where we could just promote our church and everything. And I think part of that was because of even just my connection personally with them through my cleaning business.
Yep. Yeah, we just think that when pastors are out in the marketplace, there's a whole new level of respect and relationships and open doors that come into the community when people see you as more than just a pastor. And it can be a strength the other way as well. You know, there's times to pull out that pastor card and play that, and you'll get those opportunities as well. And then there's other times where, man, if you can pull out the business owner card and play that, you know, that's more effective maybe than playing the pastor card, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And what I was going to add to that is, like, in the same office is the town police department. So like those guys, I'm cleaning their offices and different things. So I'm kind of, it's a service to them. I'm taking care of them. So when I come to them with my pastor hat on now, and I say, hey, we would like to do this, or could you help us with this? They see my work ethic as well. So they're ready and available to do whatever we need.
Yeah. Here's a question I want to poke around a bit with, and that is, when you came back to the States, you came home from serving in Honduras and came back into more of that traditional pastoral role on staff at a church, and then started thinking about jumping back into, you know, cleaning and having a business in addition to being a pastor, like, were there any struggles, you know, with the mindset around that, or do I have permission to do this, or what's my church going to think if they see me out doing this other thing? Like, what would you say to that? Because we see some of our people really struggle with that identity of, is it okay for me to be a pastor and a business owner?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of the mind game, because it's like, what do others think, right? Are they going to, you know, think I'm cheating on the church or my ministry? But what I would say is that if you marry the two of those really well, like my leadership at my church, a lot of them know this is what I do. And when I explain, this is why I do it, I've used it as a platform that's actually helped our church, there's a ton of respect for that. And then when I explain, this is how I, you know, if you're a good time manager, all of those things, I don't worry about that. You know, I'm like, hey, I've proven myself because, you know, I'm organized and I'm dependable and reliable. I mean, I would say that, you know, you definitely need to make sure you're not letting balls drop in your ministry because you're trying to build your business if you're really called in your ministry.
Yeah. What are some of the big challenges that you have faced or are currently facing right now? Like if Les and I could wave a magic wand, which we have one, by the way. So if we can wave that and solve one problem for you, like what would that problem be? What's something you're struggling with in business right now?
Oh man, in business, really? I guess let's be honest, that cleaning an office building is not like the funnest thing in the world, right? So like if you could just wave them on and it's like I'd feel all happy and excited and motivated to go have fun and clean, like that'd be awesome. But I just know that the part of the reality is, man, hey, it's a grind. Like it really is, but there's a purpose behind it. I'm doing this because, you know, there's one side of it, it helps our church, but the other side is really is for my family. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it to provide for my family. When I look at my kids, you know, I want them to know their dad works hard because he cares.
Yeah. Can I sell a vision or offer up a vision for you? And it's really more for all of our listeners, but I'm going to use you as a guinea pig to do this.
Yeah.
You open to that?
I know where you're going with this.
All right. So here
I was thinking the same thing.
Well, what are you thinking, Les? I'll let you go first.
I'm thinking that he can do the fun part, which is out there on being the face of the company and meeting potential clients and, you know, talking to them about, you know, giving bids and getting to other businesses, and then let somebody else do the cleaning part that loves it.
Yeah.
You know, that thinks it's a blast, because there are people out there that do, maybe someone who has a financial need similar to what you know about, you know, sure, that are willing and able to do that and would love it. And then maybe you're out there building relationships with some more small business owners. And that's the part that you like to do probably anyway, is the part being with people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. You're right on target. I'm just going to add a few things. So it's yes. And so here's a couple other thoughts. I want to commend you, and I want our audience to hear me commending you, Joseph. Here's my frustration sometimes when we come alongside of pastors that we're trying to help them establish streams of revenue. And I want to be careful saying this, because I celebrate a pastor who's figuring that out, who's kind of going through the process. But I often see pastors wanting to simply lean into the skills only that they've been doing as a pastor. And what I mean by that is they don't want to get their hands that dirty. So they're not willing to go do the boring old work of cleaning an office or washing something or building something or fixing something, because they don't want to get their hands dirty. And I'm not saying that they're lazy. It's just they see themselves as, I work with my mind. I write, I speak, I coach. I 100% agree with all that. But what I want to celebrate in your story is you are willing to go do the basic thing and solve a problem for someone and get paid for it. So, hey, pastor, if you're listening and you need more money, go clean someone's house or someone's office, go fix something, go build something. People are looking for that help right now, today. But Joseph, here's the next level. If you want, if you're cool with where it is, that's totally fine. But I heard you say it's a little bit boring. I don't know if I always want to be the guy on that end of the mop. My vision that I would cast for you would be, think about scaling that slightly to where you are no longer the guy that's out on the end of the mop. You're just the guy doing the fun part. Not only what Les said, building relationships with other business owners and whatnot, yes. But also imagine this, Joseph, what if once a month you just gathered your small team of 5, 6, 7 cleaners that are out every day doing work in your business, and the purpose of that meeting, you bring them into your home or restaurant or wherever you want to gather with them, and you're building them as people. You're pouring into them. You're using that pastor's heart to speak into the lives of your team that, you know, you're giving them way more value than just a, you know, few dollars an hour job or whatever you're paying them at an hourly rate. Like, you're building into their life. And yeah, that may not be a vision that ignites everybody's heart and soul. For me, with my handyman business, that's exactly where I am right now. I'm in that place of transitioning from like being the guy out doing all the work. And by the way, quick side note, the value of that is you now understand the cleaning business. Like, you know yeah, some of the things that really are going to be helpful for building that business. But you don't always have to be the guy on the front lines. You can start to become the guy that's building the team of people that are on the front lines, and you own the business and you shepherd.
That can be life changing for somebody.
Yep.
That could be a single mom that just needs a break. You know, it could be that, that guy, that 30-year-old who didn't finish high school, working on his GED, and just trying to get over the hump. I mean, there's several ways that could have a huge impact, and people aren't lining up to invest in those folks.
So I mean, go ahead and respond to that. What are you thinking, Joseph?
Yeah. Those are all great points. And I would say those are all things that I've thought about. I don't know that I'm quite at the point where I want to press play on that, but I 100% agree. And I would say to any other pastor or leader listening that listen to you guys on that, because yes, absolutely. It's an opportunity for you to pour into their lives. And it could be, like you said, Les, the exact thing that say that single mom needs, or that, you know, guy who's just trying to get back on his feet. Absolutely. 100%. I'm just not at the place currently in my business that where I'm ready to do that.
Yep.
But I think that there's definitely value there. And I wanted to say one more thing about just businesses and even, you know, the opportunities that are out there for anybody that's listening. You know, one of the things that was so hard for me as a missionary when we lived overseas in another country, a third world country, was just seeing that, man, there's truly not many options for people to make it, right? They're just all in survival mode. But man, we live in the greatest country in the world where there's so many opportunities and there's so many ways that you can make different streams of income in the United States. It's, you know, just you got to get out there and do it.
Yeah.
You know, I would have never thought that I would have had this opportunity to make a bid on an office like this. But man, God opened the door. It's been amazing for our family.
Are you at a place where you are hoping for more customers, or are you pretty tapped out to go, I've got all the customers I can handle? Or would it, if you had someone, another company come to you and go, hey, we're looking for a cleaner, is that an exciting phone call for you to get, or is that an overwhelming phone call right now?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. The other day I was at, I was getting a haircut, and I just asked the guy, hey, who, and I think that's it. It's those relationships. I said, hey, who cleans this building? And what does that look like when they come? He starts explaining to me the routine of how the building's cleaned. And I'm thinking, man, this is a piece of cake. You know, I'd like to bid on this job. You know, my wife's like, you can't take any more. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is. There's an opportunity. There's always like a next step that could be taken that could take things to the next level for sure.
Yeah. And again, I want you to hear this, Joseph. This is coming just more for our listeners, not so much directed specifically at you. But if someone finds themselves in that situation, you got some amazing options. And that is, basically, if you've defined, I've got my business to where I need it to be, and I'm not looking to grow a big old thing. It's just providing a little more income for me. Then the cool thing is you can start raising your prices. If the demand, you know, outpaces your capacity, you can raise your price, and you're not going to get everybody. You're going to get people go, no, I can go find it cheaper, but that's fine. I'm not looking to get a ton of clients. I'm looking for a few who see the value in having a very trustworthy, highly professional person come in and do their work. And that's a way to grow it without growing more, you know, with more clients. And then obviously the other option is now we start looking at, we start thinking about building a team. But again, for some, that the cost of that, not financial cost, but just the time, the pressure, you know, the responsibility is maybe more than they're willing to pay. And that's totally fine. So this isn't a judgment statement on you or anybody else. It's like, I'm not looking to grow a seven-figure, you know, cleaning business. But I know people who run multi-seven-figure cleaning businesses. So it can be done. But again, that's not the path for everybody that, you know, forward. So you're in a good spot, man. Like, and again, we celebrate that. That's why I wanted to have you on the show. Like, sometimes we've got guys that have really big things going, and then this is also to be celebrated, a pastor who's leaning in without a bunch of guilt or drama into the marketplace to create some more income for their family. So I love it, man. I celebrate what you're doing.
Yeah. And I'll just say this too. Like, it's been kind of cool for me to be able to pour into, like, I just moved into the executive pastor role at our church. So some of the guys, you know, they come to me sometimes and they're, you know, struggling with, you know, their families of, you know, how could I create more income? And I, you know, I think they hope I can just give them a raise. Well, I can't always do that, right? But what I'm able to do is kind of say, hey, have you ever thought about this? This is what I do. And then when I say that, it's like, okay, there's some credibility there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we've got one guy, on our staff. He's, he has gotten his farm to a place where he's organically certified. So he sells fruits and vegetables. That's his business. It's amazing.
Love it.
It's good.
Hook me up with him. I want to tell his story. So, and by the way, again, for anybody listening, we've got a community called Business Builders. It's a weekly group coaching call where we are walking beside pastors and ministry-minded people who are launching businesses and growing them. So like we love helping people think through that. And as I said earlier, we don't have a one size fits all, like everybody should do this one business. We'll kind of help you figure out how has God wired and gifted you, and let's figure out what you have at your disposal, and let's get you out there in the marketplace doing something, and we'll help you and celebrate you as you get that thing up and off the ground and start providing at a level that is better for your family. So anyway, man, anything else you want to add to our community? Otherwise I'm getting ready to wrap things up here, but any other last thoughts that you've got, Joseph, that you're dying to share? What were you hoping that I asked you that I forgot to ask you?
That's a great question. I don't know that I have an answer for that question particularly, but I would just say, man, again, that there's so many opportunities out there for people to create some extra income for their families. Get creative. I mean, you know, there's just kind of one thought away from something you haven't thought that leads to the next thought to where you can jump in and start creating some income for your family, you know, whether it's on a small scale like I'm doing or on an even larger scale. But, you know, we've got to take shots, and sometimes we miss, but if we never shoot, then we're never getting anywhere. So yeah. I just encourage anybody listening, hey, go out there and get after it, man. It's out there. There's opportunities. Mm-hmm. Think of things that, you know, people don't want to do. People don't want to, there's a lot of people, they don't want to clean.
Yep.
Well, if you can do that, then there's an opportunity to make money. I mean, people need people to walk their dogs. You can do that. You know, there's all kind of opportunities.
Yep. Very well said. Joseph, if anybody wanted to reach out and ask you any specific questions, are you open to that? And what's the best way for people to contact you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of a unicorn, man. I'm not on social media and stuff like that. I got off of social media a while ago, but yeah, they could reach out and shoot me an email, joseph.bennett1180@gmail.com.
Sounds good, man. We will put that in the show notes for this episode, and I'm grateful for you coming on and sharing with our community, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, there you go. Good stuff from Joseph Bennett, and as you can hear on this podcast, we love celebrating the stories of pastors that are very established and running businesses that are, you know, 5, 6, 7-figure businesses. Those, we love those stories. We also celebrate stories like Joseph of guys who are just getting started and, you know, just getting a little bit of extra income each month to help, you know, bring some of that margin. And Les, as we are wrapping things up here, let's talk to that pastor right now that is where Joseph was not that long ago, recognizing, man, I could use a few extra dollars. I see an opportunity here, whether it's through cleaning or some other service-based business or some information-based business or selling something online or whatever the case may be. They need to get started. We believe we can help them get started, and we actually have an offer that is still extended from a recent webinar that you and I did. There's a few days left, I believe, till the end of this month. It expires at the end of April. 2024 as we're recording this, but tell us a little bit about this offering that you and I made available a few weeks ago and is still available at the time of this recording.
Well, what we've done really is we've taken our best stuff. That's my opinion, but I think we've taken our best stuff, John, and the things that are really, they seem to be moving the needle for the most people, including ourselves. And we've just kind of put them all together and combined them into this offer. And it's to find out everything you need to know about it, just go to entrepastors.com/businessbuilders. And what you'll find in there is something that we call Business Launch Academy. And with this is a full course on how to start from scratch with just an idea or the beginning stages or seeds of a business or a concept, all the way through to where you're actually making money and making a profit through that venture. So it just starts from ground zero and works all the way through. And along with it, John, is a really good offer where they can actually become a part of our community for a while. So included in this offer is 3 months of membership into our business builders community, which is full of people that are just doing just that. They're different stages, but in one way or the other, they're all building businesses. They have either a ministry background or a kingdom-minded background where life is a ministry, you know, and this is a part of it. So go to entrepastors.com/businessbuilders to jump in.
Yeah, that sounds good. And the cost on that is $397. It's a one-time cost. There's no recurring monthly fee or anything like that. You will be invited at the end of those 3 months to continue on with us in our business builders community. But there's a lot of value being delivered there in that $397, because once you're in our business builders community, you also have access to our flagship course, A Pastor's Roadmap to Financial Freedom. So there's a past library of all the calls that we've ever done in our business builders. We've had some amazing conversations, some amazing guests, a lot of value really packed into that offer. And there's just a few more days in the month to take advantage of that. So we've seen a few jump in. We're super grateful for that. And hey, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you're on the fence and you're like, man, I don't know, can I just give you the kick in the pants that you need? Like, let's go. Let's start this thing. Stop thinking about it. Take some action and let us help you launch a business and start getting some income that is much needed for your family and for the goals and the dreams that you have. So,
you know, we're not objective. Don't pretend to be.
Not at
all. But as objectively as I can be, this is the best offer we've put together to date.
Totally agree with that. It's priced right. It's great value packed into that for what you're getting. And we'd love to have you jump in and be a part of it. So there it is, guys, entrepastors.com/businessbuilders. Les, as always, good hanging out with you today, man.
Right back at you.
All right, guys, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this episode. We're grateful for all of you listeners out there. And if there's anything that Les and I can do to be of service to you, please don't hesitate to reach out. Just go to entrepastors.com and find us there. You can connect with us through the website there. So God bless. Take care, everyone. We'll talk real soon.